good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gannot, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small. We're going to talk about everything you can be doing this weekend here on Memorial Day weekend in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. But before we do that, we check the weather. It's currently 66 degrees at 12:05, and the forecast shows that it'll be rainy throughout the day, with some thunderstorms possible, a high of 78 and a low of 60. For tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny, with a high of 74 and a low of 53. For Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny, then rain late in the evening, with a high of 77 and a low of 59. Sunday's going to be partly cloudy, a high of 87 and a low of 61. Showers moving in the afternoon. And for Memorial Day Monday, mostly sunny, with a high of 83 and a low of 50. And a current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently down 365.81 to 25,410.80. The NASDAQ down 120.87 to 7629.18. S&P 500 down 38.36 to 2817.91. Oil down $3.24 to $58.18 per barrel. Gold is up $11 to $1,285.30 an ounce. Well, if you're listening to the program right now, there's a good chance that you have a computer on, a laptop on, a tablet or something like that. We want to welcome you to the program, and we always start the Memorial Day weekend show in just one way with a little help from our friend, Bruce Springsteen. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Machines sprung from cages on highway 9 four wheel
All right, there's Bruce Springsteen as we start every show, every Memorial Day weekend. And, of course, we do pay our ASCAP and BMI licensing fees, so we should be allowed to be able to play that music. Someone did just block us on Facebook, so getting a little pissed off about that. But hopefully we can get that resolved soon. My understanding is BMI and ASCAP fees are paid, just like any other radio station. We should be able to enjoy some music and play that as well. So we'll take that up with the folks that have recently blocked the Facebook live stream. Sorry that we won't be broadcasting the live stream for the rest of the day. So again, if you're listening on a computer, a tablet, or something like that, your phone, chances are you can open up another URL, a new web browser, and like the page for the program, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot. And this way you'll be able to get all the updates on anything happening that affects businesses during the midweek. The program is called Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot. And I like to keep people up to date on what's happening in the business world. A lot going on today, as you can tell by the markets. All indices are down. That has something to do with the fears with the China trade war. Oil down $3. The initial guess is that in a few days you would see some gas prices dropping. Usually it takes about a week or two for that to happen. But we shall see. And we'll also have to see what happens with the stock market, whether that's able to rebound. The business quote of the week is brought to you each week at this time by Crown Trophy of Flemington. The first rule of any technology used in business is that automation applied to an efficient operation will magnify the efficiency. The second rule is that automation applied to an inefficient operation will magnify the inefficiency. That brought to you by Bill Gates, the co-founder of Microsoft. I love that quote because a lot of times, you know, in the program, I'm always talking about how we need to improve our processes. And on the television show on CNBC, The Profit with Marcus Lemonis, he always talks about people, process, product. And it's the same thing. You want to get your processes nailed down to be the most efficient that they can be. And I'm always asking my staff, okay, this is great. Can we do it better? This is good. Can we do it better? Looking to eliminate steps if we can. Looking to eliminate time if we can, with the old adage, time is money. And so what I'm looking for is, you know, can we streamline the process so that we're doing things in the most effective manner possible? And Bill Gates sums it up perfectly when he talks about automation. The first rule of any technology used in a business is that automation applied to an efficient operation will magnify the efficiency. And the second is that automation applied to an inefficient operation will magnify the inefficiency. And one of the things you have to do is when you come up with those processes, you also have to make sure that everybody is using it in the same manner so that you're not getting, one person doing it one way, another person doing the other, because then all the automation in the world is not going to work the most effective manner. So hopefully you won't be on the inefficient side. There's a lot going on this weekend, both here in Flemington and in local. Every town has something going on at some point. I want to go through the calendar of events if we can. Going to probably step away early here and because I want to talk to you about Rutgers graduation. My son Colin graduated from Rutgers over the weekend, and just want to give you some thoughts on what I saw, what I heard, and hopefully make some improvements along the way with regards to that university's graduation and commencement exercise. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime. Work out.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, and wanted to talk to you for a few minutes about the Rutgers graduation. My son had transferred from the University of North Carolina at Charlotte in his freshman year up to Rutgers to study criminal justice, and which we fully supported, which was great. When it came time for graduation, I was a little disappointed on Sunday, and I'm going to explain to you why. Now, there was a event on Friday night for his major, the criminal justice seniors, where they were given their honor sashes and certificates and ropes and things like that. And it was very well done. You know, kudos to Rutgers on the way this was handled by the criminal justice department. And I've heard from other people that, you know, their sons or daughters' departments had similar well-attended, well-rehearsed programs. And then we get to Sunday, which was the graduation day and convocation for the School of Arts and Science. So graduation went very well. It was hot, but it went very well. And I got to give a shout-out to Devin and Jason McCourty. They were the guest speakers, the commencement speakers. They are twins from the New England Patriots, and they just recently won the Super Bowl. They're also Rutgers graduates from about 10 years ago. Gave a very inspiring speech. I would encourage you all to look that up online. It's on YouTube and a couple other places. But if you study, if you input Rutgers Commencement 2019 speakers or the McCourty brothers, you should be able to come up. It's about a 21-minute speech, but they talked about how an aunt of theirs had sickle cell anemia, how their father died at the age of 3, how their mother had a car accident and couldn't work any longer, but still raised, you know, 4, you know, great children, and how both their mother and their wives are their heroes, very strong women. And then the research or the charity that they've established to help with the research of sickle cell anemia, just two very inspiring men, a very funny speech along the way as they teased each other, as brothers will do. So after the commencement was done, the stadium emptied, and then it was time for the School of Arts and Sciences convocation. And there were probably, I would estimate, 3,000, 3,500 students that had to fill in back onto the stadium floor at High Point Solutions Stadium. This wasn't as well rehearsed as graduation would be. A dean got up and said, you know, ladies and gentlemen, the class of 2019, and we're going to have the students walk on stage, shake the hand of one of their professors, and then return to their seats. Now, that last sentence is kind of key, return to their seats. And what happened was, and again, it was about 91 degrees. It was hot for everybody there. And what you saw, and my son was somewhere in the middle. He was in the second section and in the back row, and there were still two sections seated behind him out of 8 sections. So the rear 4 sections went up, shook the hands, got their picture taken, and then were supposed to go back to their seats. But eventually, students just started getting up and leaving. And then their parents would get up and leave, obviously to meet them outside. So as you're trying to wait and watch your child get their acknowledgement, you've got to stand up, get down, stand up, move down. People saying, excuse me. And then, you know, while you're trying to watch your child. And it just annoyed the hell out of me that everybody was leaving before all the graduates got their due recognition. And I noticed that when my son went, he was about halfway through the program, him and three or four other friends returned to their seats and they stayed there. And everybody that came after them continued to exit the field. And one professor, whose robes indicated that he was from American University, eventually stopped over to where my son was sitting and said, guys, what are you doing? And they told him, they said, sir, people waited to see us be acknowledged. We felt it important to wait for everybody else to be acknowledged. And they stayed to the end. Now, in the program, it said, you know, that at the end there would be the traditional cap toss. Big deal. There were only 18 students left on the stadium floor to do a cap toss. There was no closing comments. There was no congratulations to the class of 2000. It was such a letdown that Friday's program was so good, Saturday or Sunday morning's program was so good, and then Sunday afternoon's was basically a shit show, and it just, you know, put a bad taste in my mouth, especially since I was the one insisting that my son, you know, go through these exercises and participate. But hopefully, I am going to write a letter to the dean of the School of Arts and Sciences. I'm going to write a letter to the president of the university expressing my displeasure with it. And hopefully in the future they'll be able to do something that would curtail this from happening again. Did want to talk to you for a little bit about what is going on, not only in this town, but in a couple of other towns this weekend. And this really kicks it off. You know, summer in Flemington is a lot of fun. I know people like to, you know, get down on Flemington because of the hotel project or other things. They say the town's not ready, the town's not perfect, and no town ever is. But I think the activities that the Flemington Community Partnership and the town put on provide a good sense of community for the town. Tomorrow night and Saturday is the opening of the Flemington Filling Station. I believe this is the third year that they will be opening up the filling station. That's at the old Heinlein Garage. And, you know, so you have tents there, you have some picnic tables there, you can bring food in, grab a beer, and just enjoy some time with friends and family. So make sure that you are out there at the filling station. Don't forget, takeout and delivery from local businesses is available. It's located at 144 Main Street. It's open from 6 to 10 p.m., and Sky and Chase from the Paw Patrol will be there. And Saturday night is DJ night all summer long. Friday, the Back Porch Jug Band will be there on Friday night. And then on Saturday, we welcome back the Flemington Car Shows. This is going to be the season opener, and it's going to feature classic cars, live music, kids' activities, food, and more. The event is going to be at Stengel Road this year for the 2019 season on every other Saturday, starting from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. You can go to FlemingtonCarShows.com for details and weather-related announcements. Plenty of free public parking for the car shows at Liberty Village, and for easiest access to the event, enter the parking lots via Route 12 near Liberty Village. So good to see the car shows are coming back, and the reason it was moved over to Stengel is there is a streetscape beautification plan that's being implemented later in the year or later in the summer, and a good portion of the sidewalks on Main Street on one side will be torn up. So they wanted to move it to an area where people would be safe. On Monday, Memorial Day, the Memorial Day Parade will take place. It's sponsored by the Flemington VFW Post 7856. That's going to be happening on Main Street. The parade steps off at 10 a.m., and it's followed by a ceremony at the monument at the end of town. May 26th and 27th, which is Sunday and Monday, the Flemington Fine Artisans Show will take place. It's a show and sale of exceptional handmade art and crafts by outstanding area artists. That's going to take place at 4 Stengel Road. Saturday and Sunday of this weekend, for $5, summer excursions on the Black River and Western Railroad will take place. You can enjoy a simple, relaxing summer excursion train ride between Flemington and Ringo's behind one of the Black River and Western vintage locomotives and restored 1920s coaches. That takes off at 80 Stengel Road, 11:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. round-trip departures from Flemington, Advanced tickets are suggested for $5. And again, that's on May 25th and 26th. Only children under three are free. Coming up in June, Hack 100 is back. It's Hunterdon County's annual hackathon, a 24-hour tech product creation competition for innovators, organized by the Hunterdon County Economic Development, the Flemington Community Partnership, and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. The event features cool swag, great food, and an overnight hackathon competition with big prizes. First prize is $3,000, and it'll be held at Hunterdon Central Regional High School. So if you are someone well-versed in coding and you want to be a part of hackathon, by all means, sign up for that. June 8th, Deadly Housewives, a murder mystery dinner, will be held at Platform 1. It's a murder mystery and three-course dinner. Advance reservations are required, and you can reach them at 908-284-1172. That's June 8th from 7 to 10 p.m. And it's back on June 13th, Queen for a Night from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., Queen for a Night at Attachments, the filling station in Sage Boutique. You could be the queen. Meet the owners of small businesses in our community. Fill your swag bag with goodies and enterprise drawings, festive beverages, and wonderful food from local restaurants. Each year, Attachments crowns a queen for a night who takes home the grand prize basket valued at over $1,500. This year, proceeds of the event will go to Avery's Hope, a nonprofit that raises money and awareness for children living with a rare gastrointestinal disease. There is a $20 suggested donation to Avery's Hope, and pre-registration is required. Ton of recurring events going on all summer long, but those were the big ones that I wanted to get to you. You know, we've got the filling station, the car shows. Don't forget the Adirondack chairs are out and about in town, so let's sit together. Salsa night's coming up on July 20th, and August 10th is the Flemington Corn, Tomato, and Beer Festival. Plenty for you to write down on your calendars and come to Flemington to be a part of all of it. If you're going to be outside of Flemington, the place to be would be Somerville. Couple of things going on here. Sunday night at 6 p.m., if you have a child that likes to ride their bike, bring it to Somerville. They're going to have quarter-mile sprints down Main Street, the same route that the professional cyclists will be riding. So there's going to be a couple of things. There's going to be the professional racers doing their sprints at speeds up to 40 miles per hour, and then they're going to give the kids a chance to ride their bikes and do sprints as well. So a lot of great family fun. There's prizes that the kids could win. So make sure you're in Somerville Sunday night from 6 to 8 p.m. to watch the Somerville sprints. Saturday, if you're in Bound Brook, the bike races are the Bound Brook Criterium, taking place from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then on Monday, the big one is the Tour of Somerville, the Kentucky Derby of Cycling, and that's at 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. This is the 76th running of the Tour of Somerville, sponsored by Unity Bank. The Kids Sports and Entertainment Zone is sponsored by Atlantic Health System and Atlantic Medical Group. It's called the Kentucky Derby of Cycling, probably one of the best-known athletic events in the country. I've been all over the country and around the world, and when I mention that I'm from Bridgewater and people say, I don't know where that is, I say it's near Somerville. Oh, the bike race. Oh, okay. You know, so that's how they know Central Jersey a lot of times is through the bike race. So hopefully there's plenty for you to do this weekend, and hopefully you'll take some of those events and visit either Flemington or Somerville and get out and about, have picnics at home, and spend time with family and friends. And don't forget, it is Memorial Day weekend, so take the time to remember all of those who gave their lives so that we can be sitting around the back porch and pools enjoying our freedoms, because freedom doesn't come free, and that's why we take that time to remember. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a feud between the White House and Democratic leaders escalates, the White House press secretary says Democrats don't seem to be capable of doing anything other than investigating President Trump.
What they are doing is a complete and total overreach, and they know it. And that's why there's no support for this process to move forward. If you look at poll after poll, it shows that that doesn't exist for them to move forward on impeachment.
That's Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, the president storming out of a scheduled White House meeting with Democratic leaders yesterday, accusing Democrats of pushing phony investigations and vowing not to do any legislative deals until those investigations end. The man known as the American Taliban, John Walker Lind, has been released from a federal prison in Indiana today. That after serving 17 years of a 20-year sentence. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
County Courthouse Square, on a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat," and I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before. And I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag."
And that is Johnny Cash with Ragged Old Flag. And again, I like to take time out to remember all those who gave their lives in service to this country and everyone who has served this country. We certainly thank you for that. Memorial Day is not just for the deceased, but for the living as well. So thank a soldier, thank a veteran, and thank you for your service, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's talk back a little bit about business. When we talk about May and we talk about April, we talk about spring, and invariably, particularly if you live in my house, we talk about spring cleaning. My wife loves spring cleaning, as does her mother. And but there's also a different kind of spring cleaning that many people don't do, and that is spring cleaning of your digital assets. Now, the digital assets of your business, such as your social media platforms and website, can become a mess without serious maintenance each year. But checking your digital assets ensures that your data security and that customers have a good user experience. Knowing if your digital assets need cleaning is key. So let's think about your website in correlation to your business. Consider the last time you made updates to the website, its content, and your social media platforms. Think about any major changes your business has experienced, like rebranding or a new acquisition that may not be reflected online. Check the content of your site. Are users accessing outdated assets that need to be taken down? Are you showing products that you no longer carry? Do people complain about not finding current and relevant information? Are you seeing a decline in traffic? Now, if you're answering yes to these questions, then you may need to clean up your digital presence. Using Google Analytics to identify pages with search terms that aren't relevant. Which downloadable materials have not been used in a while? Have some of your web pages become invisible to users? Security is often overlooked, so do the right people have access? Do some people have too much access? Are confidential assets properly restricted? Have you canceled access for users who don't need it? Cleaning up your security protects your site and your digital assets, plus it unclutters the structure for people who need access. Now, how to plan for spring cleaning of the digital assets? Now, it can take a lot of work to clean up these assets, but depending on how long it's been since you've done any maintenance, start by notifying users that changes are coming. You want to create a plan to help you through the process because you don't want to duplicate efforts or waste time. You may need to audit your website with a digital marketing company that can help you maximize your online presence. Look at which social media sites are working most effectively for your company. Instead of trying to be on several social channels, focus on one or two where you're seeing the most impact. Use the analytical tools and user information to see where the digital system is not meeting your current needs. Determine your priorities when creating your plan. Focus on key areas such as asset security and metadata. Get help for your digital spring cleaning, but put one person in charge. A single administrator can help keep everything and everyone on track. Make sure that the goals are being met, and then keep a sense of uniformity through all the platforms. Digital marketing makes or breaks your business, so your digital presence is vital to the success of your business. Keeping it organized and user-friendly goes a long way toward getting and keeping customers, driving sales, and protecting your business. A spring cleaning can help you be more search-friendly and encourage users to enjoy your content. Once you get through this spring cleaning, have a plan to keep your digital presence tidy and up-to-date year after year. Now, this is something that a lot of people don't spend a lot of time on. They're happy because they have a website, but they don't do anything to make it fresh. I had read an article a couple months ago where even changing the background color of your website, you know, so with the border pages and things like that, even just changing the colors every 3 to 6 months is enough to make, even though the content remains the same, it is enough of a change where people will spend a little bit more time. Look at your links on your website. Look at the products that you're showing. Are they old, outdated? Think of a store like Macy's or any store where you can buy something online. You know, a pair of shoes or sneakers that maybe have been recalled should never be appearing on your webpage. A pair of shoes that, you know, aren't sold anymore shouldn't be on your webpage. So the content has to constantly be updated. And a lot of times, people's websites or companies' websites, they don't have this problem because their inventory doesn't change all that much. But make it look fresh. You can rearrange the order. It's not hard, and it's not that expensive, but it will make people keep coming back to your website. Also, it's a great place for you to be putting information about your industry, about your products, about your business, your employees, so that people feel as if they have a connection with you. All right, let's talk about the top six digital marketing trends to get more people to your website. Now that you've cleaned up your website, how do we get people to come back and look at it? Now, you've worked just as hard on your website as you did your business. You know SEO basics and the importance of new content, but you could do more to bring in more online traffic. What digital marketing trends could get more eyes on your site and your business brand? First, you want to utilize hashtags. Hashtags act as breadcrumbs that lead consumers to your digital doorstep. Perform an online search for popular hashtags for your industry, your product, your service to discover some of the most common and recent hashtags used in your niche. Include what you find at the end of your social media posts. Also, change hashtags up to match your specific content. So, my son is very good at this. He'll post about every 2 or 3 days on Instagram, and he'll have 20 hashtags after it. And it may be embroidery, it may be screen printing, it may be t-shirts, it might be his customer's name, it could be the dog, our shop dog, Sydney, if some of the content relates to him. But there's usually 20 different hashtags, both in singular and plural form. That's what's going to help you get noticed a little quicker. You want to get added to your online directories. Think of an online directory like an online phone bank. Now, there's a number of different ones like Angie's List, Yellow Pages, TripAdvisor, Manta, Google My Business, etc. See which directories cater to your business type and see what's required for your inclusion on them. Aim for adding your business to multiple directories. I think I talked about this last week. Details to feature on your directory listing include company hours, your geographic location, online reviews, and product and service information. So you want to make sure that, you know, if you Google the name of your business, see where your name is appearing. And you'll be surprised because the typical players, Yellow Pages, Google, Yahoo, things like that, they're going to be there. You should still claim those listings. But there's a lot of other secondary and tertiary sites that now, you know, may or may not have accurate information about your business. But if that's the one a prospective customer is using, you're going to want to make sure that it's correct. There are a couple services out there like Manta who will take all of your information and get it out to like 60 or 70 different of most popular directories. Sometimes it's worth spending that kind of money. Other times it's something that you could do by yourself with a few hours worth of effort. So, you know, make sure that you're not just sitting back wondering where all the customers are, that you're actually going out and getting them. Number three, open and, of course, complete a Google My Business account. Now, Google My Business is a tool that makes it easy to manage your online presence. Practically all consumers use Google, and when they do, all the information they see needs to be current and accurate. Once you open your account, it's essential that you fully complete it. That way, you can net as many site visits and content views as possible. It's also a good idea for you to write guest blog posts. Now, it is likely that you admire professionals in your industry who also have a blog related to your brand. If so, and if you're a good writer, approach that person through social media or email to gauge that person's interest in you writing a guest post. Once you get the go-ahead, be sure to include links to your site in your post. You can advertise the post on your own site, better ensuring more people see it, and now they know your business as well as the other person's business. Fifth, engage with your current audience. Now, it's not enough that you build your audience. You've also got to engage with that audience. When someone posts something nice about your company or replies to a post, respond quickly. If you see someone ask a question and you've got the answer, share it. If you see a post that moves you or that you want to respond to, type out a well-written comment. And put your analytics to good use. Do you know how well your current small business marketing strategies and campaigns are going? Analytics allow you to know exactly what's happening regarding your web traffic. You can see the interest, age, and gender of site visitors. You also see which page visitors check out, which buttons they click, and which videos they watch. So use analytics to get an exact bead on how much people engage with and respond to what you share. The results may let you know what you should keep doing and what you may want to adjust along the way. Writing blog posts, a great idea. I wrote a posting on LinkedIn one time, and I think it was Jim Lynch from Regional Personnel asked, could he borrow that and add it to his website, which he did, and I was very grateful for that. It's happened on several occasions with other companies, other businesses, some associations with different articles where they want their membership to read them. I talked one time about creating your own economy, and I have one gentleman out in, I believe he's in Illinois, that still to this day tells me he takes that blog post and reads it to his sales force at the beginning of every year. So there's different ways of getting more traction, more action to your website. Not a bad idea to include a blog page on your website so that people can see the different thoughts you may have. Again, as with anything, Facebook, social media, your website, you can't write a post in January and then have no further activity until August. Once you commit to this blogging, you've got to do it on a regular basis because people are going to want to know what you're thinking, what you're doing, and what your company is doing as well. So make sure that you have new, fresh information available at all times. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We're going to step away. When we come back, we're going to talk about employee fraud and how you can correct it.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer family-to-family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
You lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gannot, with you every Thursday at this time as we get together to talk about issues that affect businesses large and small here in Hunterdon County and on the national scene as well. So glad you could be with me and look forward to joining you again next week. Just a reminder, if you ever have any questions or topics that you want me to research and bring to the program, shoot me an email at trophyjim@yahoo.com and we'll take care of it. And that comes... And that's how this next story came about. There was a business who felt that she was being shortchanged in her cash drawer. In her mind, she had a mental number of what her business should be doing, and yet the daily receipts didn't reflect that. So how do you avoid employee fraud? And there's an old expression called locks are for honest people. At least that's what my father used to say. In other words, he felt that under the right set of circumstances, no one was immune to temptation. For example, he would argue that you locked your car to keep the honest people from breaking in. Locks don't stop criminals, he would say. The same is true for a business owner taking actions to avoid employee fraud. Now, without trying to impugn anyone's integrity, over the almost 40 years of my career, I've found his observations to be pretty valid. What's more, because we want to give people the benefit of the doubt, we don't often take the proper actions to avoid employee fraud. And when I think of this, I can't help but remember an experience I had with a small business that, and without giving away too many details, they didn't have a sophisticated point-of-sale computer system to track sales. They didn't even have a cash register. Like a lot of small businesses at the time, they worked out of a cash drawer with manually created receipts. Now, everyone in the business had access to the cash drawer and all had the ability to create receipts for what was put in it. The owner of the business would collect the cash and credit card slips that were collected for the day and make his deposit. The system was based upon the unquestioning trust in the people that took payments from the customers. Because of that trust, I don't think that the owner ever reconciled all the receipts with the payments that he received every day. Now, to make a long story short, one of the employees discovered that if she could convince any particular customer to pay in cash, she could destroy the receipt and then pocket the cash and nobody would be the wiser. It was over a year after she started doing this before anyone noticed anything out of the ordinary, but she had walked away with thousands of dollars in cash before she was caught. She was a senior member of the staff and an employee who had been with the company for several years when she was let go for stealing. There was no lock to stop this otherwise good person from succumbing to temptation. The efforts to avoid employee fraud weren't enough on the part of this company, and as a result, they lost a good employee. Now, I recently spoke with a fraud expert, Martha Dreiling, about her suggestions for avoiding employee fraud. And we talked about many different types of fraud that impact small businesses, included employee fraud, which is particularly distasteful to face. Every employer wants to have complete trust in their employees, she said, but sometimes any employee can sometimes get themselves into trouble. And that's not only in business, but in nonprofits. How many times have you heard of the treasurer of a baseball league or a football league skimming money off the top? She suggests that employee fraud comes in several different forms and isn't restricted to dipping in the cash drawer. There's revenue skimming, payroll fraud, vendor billing fraud, fraudulent invoicing, expense reimbursement fraud. And over the course of my career as an employee and a business owner, I've either witnessed or been the victim of some of what she identifies with above. Even with point-of-sale systems, invoicing systems, and expense tracking software, if you aren't monitoring and spot-checking your employees, you're going to be vulnerable to getting beat by the system. So with that in mind, she recommends 14 best practices. First, you have to hire the right people. You have to conduct routine and unscheduled audits. Don't have any one person handle all of the accounting processes. Usually make it two. There should be a mandatory vacation policy, which could be a fraud prevention tool. That's usually done in banks where they tell tellers, take 2 weeks off. And while you're at the beach sunning yourself, they're auditing your drawers and making sure that you're not skimming. You want to lock it up and don't share the key. Make sure you keep things like checks, invoices, and other critical business information locked up when not being accessed by authorized employees. Do not share your personal credit cards with your staff. This probably goes without saying, but don't share your personal credit cards, account numbers, or personal banking account information with any of your employees. You want to reconcile and monitor business banking activity frequently, preferably monthly. Read the fine print. Always take the time to carefully review any documents you are required to sign and never sign any incomplete or blank documents. You need a checklist for when an employee leaves, and it doesn't matter if they are voluntarily or involuntarily leaving. There are some things you need to do. Update signature cards for your business bank accounts, change online passwords, update computer system access, change any combinations to safes or filing cabinets, and make sure to collect any access control devices like key fobs, access cards, and keys. So you want to make that a part of your termination or exit interview process. Keep your Secretary of State up to date. Don't forget to update any business records on file with the state where you do business when partnerships or officers and corporations change. Review employee timesheets and expense reports. Restrict access to payroll records. Maybe install a security camera near a cash drawer so you can see what's happening. And invest in employee dishonesty liability insurance. It protects employers from financial loss due to the fraudulent activities of an employee or a group of employees. The loss can be the result of employee theft or of either money or property. Whether or not this type of insurance makes sense for you is something you'll need to investigate. But depending upon the nature of your business, some of these suggestions could feel a little bit like overkill. But you could be surprised at what you might find in your business going on right under your nose. And as much as you want to trust your employees, sometimes you simply can't. In sports, in the NBA, the Golden State Warriors defeated the Portland Trail Blazers 4-0, and they'll wait to see who they will play for the championship between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Toronto Raptors. That series currently tied at 2 games apiece. In the NHL, playoffs are getting ready to begin the finals with the St. Louis Blues taking on the Boston Bruins for the Stanley Cup championship. In racing news, sad news Monday when it was announced that 3-time Formula One driver Niki Lauda had passed away at the age of 70. Lauda is best known not only as a great driver, but for surviving a horrific fiery crash in Germany at Nürburgring and coming back and winning 2 more championships after that, after being severely burned. This Sunday begins a day filled with race action, starting with the Monaco Grand Prix at 8 a.m., followed by the Indy 500 at 11:30, and finishing out the day with the Coca-Cola 600 from Charlotte Motor Speedway at 6 p.m. Also, it was announced yesterday that Tony Stewart, Bobby Labonte, Joe Gibbs, Waddell Wilson, and Buddy Baker have been selected to be inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame's next year class. In other NASCAR news, Kyle Larson won last week's All-Star race at Charlotte Motor Speedway. And as mentioned earlier, the Tour of Somerville Bike Races is this Monday at 10:30 a.m. in Somerville, New Jersey, known as the Kentucky Derby of Cycling. This is the 76th year the bikes will be racing on Main Street in Somerville. If you're looking for fun, exciting sports action, Somerville is your place to be on Monday. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you this afternoon. I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on the show's page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. And for more information about me and my businesses, visit www.jimgano.com. I am Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody, and happy Memorial Day.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not backing down from her claim that President Trump is engaged in a cover-up. Speaking the day after the president walked out of a White House meeting over that remark, Pelosi explains in her weekly press conference what exactly she believes a cover-up is.
The things that he is doing, it's very clear. It's in plain sight. It cannot be denied. Ignoring subpoenas, obstruction of justice. Yes, these could be impeachable offenses.
A violent tornado slams into Jefferson City, Missouri overnight as part of the deadly string of storms throughout the Midwest. Jefferson City Mayor Kerry Keegan details the path of destruction the storms left behind.
We're seeing a lot of damage. A lot of trees are down, big trees, limbs everywhere. There's a lot of cleanup going on right now. There's a lot of damage to homes.
Keegan was speaking there on Fox News. At least 3 people died and dozens were hurt across Missouri. This is USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug.
Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I won't.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
The pilot accused of a triple murder in Kentucky appears in court. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A pilot for American Airlines pleading not guilty after being accused of murdering three people in Kentucky in 2015. Christian Martin appeared in a courtroom for arraignment yesterday, accused of killing three neighbors. Martin was arrested earlier this month while preparing to fly a jet out of Louisville for an American airline affiliate. Martin's now being held in jail without bond.
Colorado Democratic Governor Jared Polis signed into law equal pay legislation. Wendy Rockwell tells Fox News why she supports the law.
I was making anywhere from $30,000 to $80,000 less than my colleagues with a higher amount of education, certifications.
The new law in Colorado will go into effect in 2021. The man known as the American Taliban is out of jail. Federal prison officials say John Walker Lynn was released from a prison in Terre Haute, Indiana, on Thursday morning. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, as weather and severe weather continue to be a major issue, from the snow in the west to tornadoes in the Midwest and plains. Now, this weather has affected over 50 million Americans, and flooding and severe weather will continue through the weekend. Tornadoes have been reported in Kansas, Missouri, Texas, and Oklahoma. Aaron Jajak is a storm chaser. He joins Fox News and talks about how tornadoes form.
Well, so a lot of times, so most people, like when you're looking at a storm, you think you should be looking at the cloud, at the deck of the cloud, to look for that funnel to come down. And certainly you should be watching for that. But ultimately, tornadoes, usually they show themselves on the ground first. There's a swirling dust swirl that looks like some people mistake it for smoke if they're not a storm chaser and they don't know what they're looking for. So you look for that swirl on the ground. And the way those storms form is, I mean, you've got wind coming from multiple directions there. You've got what's called the rear flank downdraft that comes wrapping back behind the storm and brings cold, dry air. And that meets that warm, moist air. And those two air masses swirl right there. And that's ultimately how you get that tornado start forming. And the rotation in the cloud up in the atmosphere, it's usually horizontal. But the updraft from that supercell bends that horizontal rolling down to the ground. And that's what forms that tornado.
The NBA Eastern Conference Finals continue in Milwaukee. Tip-off is just after 8:30 Eastern time. That series between the Milwaukee Bucks and Toronto Raptors is tied at 2 games apiece. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an